Japan has detained the oldest son of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il at Tokyo's Narita Airport. That's according to press reports in Japan. Kim Jong-nam tried to enter the country on a fake passport, saying he wanted to go to Japan's Disneyland. Japanese authorities were sufficiently concerned that the incident went right up the line to Japan's new prime minister. Earlier today, we spoke with Mark Manye, who is Tokyo bureau chief of the Los Angeles Times.
This has got to be one of the more bizarre things to come out of a very bizarre country. Essentially, there are a lot of people at this point trying to figure out from the Japanese prime minister on down whether this is in fact really Kim Jong-nam, the eldest son of the North Korean leader. There are more questions, far many more questions than answers. The theories that seem to be most prevalent at this point are that he has come as a tourist to have a look-see, that he is coming to study information technology. The Tokyo Disneyland is one of my favorites. And speculation that his father does not necessarily trust the information that he's getting from North Korean officials and wanted his son to report back to him on what he really sees in Japan and elsewhere at this point.
Do you know where he came from, or he was traveling on a passport that is not Korean?
That's correct. He was traveling on a Dominican passport. Reports suggest that he purchased that for $2,000. It's not known whether he was actually in the Dominican Republic or not. He was on a Japan Airlines flight from Singapore. The immigration officials were reportedly suspicious because he spoke no Spanish and did not have the characteristics of somebody from Latin America. He is described as quite chubby. At the time, he was wearing black trousers, a T-shirt, and a brown vest, and was traveling with two women and a four-year-old boy. One of the intriguing bits of circumstantial evidence is, if he is in fact North Korean, that nobody from North Korea travels with their family. Nobody's allowed to leave the country with their family except the inner circle, since your family is often held hostage to make sure you come back.
Is there any reason to believe that the North Korean leader's family is given to this kind of incognito traveling? I mean, have you ever heard of anything like this before?
There have been rumors in Japan that Kim Jong-il's son was seen in Osaka, the second biggest city here. One interesting bit of speculation that I've heard is that, as you know, Japanese-North Korean relations are extremely bad. High on the list of problems is that a number of Japanese citizens have been kidnapped at different times by North Korea and are still, by all accounts, in the country. Japan, some analysts believe, could try to really use this to its advantage, and even if he is, in fact, Kim Jong-nam, may say officially that they can't identify him and return him quietly as a way to, avoid a diplomatic row with Pyongyang.
It hasn't exactly started out quietly, though. I mean, the prime minister has involved himself.
No, it's a most bizarre tale.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Mark Manye is the Tokyo bureau chief of the Los Angeles Times. We reached him at his office in Tokyo.